getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, my name is Fred Williams. I am the pastor of Snohomish Community Church, located out in beautiful Snohomish, Washington. I would love to have you come out and visit us one day. It is my privilege to bring a devotional thought for you guys. And my thought is referenced from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 12 and 13. We read there that the Apostle Paul is telling the Christian, "We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves." Those are two incredible verses, and they really highlight very specifically that local churches are led by pastors. God has, through Christ, delegated to pastors the privileged oversight of a flock. And he's more than just mentioning in these two verses the necessity of pastors. He's actually, and this is key, telling the church to respect and esteem them, which should cause us to wonder why. Was there a problem among these Thessalonian Christians related to what they thought and felt and how they were treating their pastors? Now, we can't be sure. Whatever is going on here, though, Paul is going to use this occasion that they were experiencing to teach the flock and to teach us about the crucial role of a pastor. And he uses three expressions that I just want to briefly touch on, and we find it there in verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 5, where the verse says, and he begins rather with, "We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you." And so we can see, first of all, that Paul is reminding Christians that pastors are to work hard among the flock. It's a significant phrase, this phrase that we see, to labor among you, because some people regard the pastorate incorrectly as a Sunday's only occupation. I've been asked a number of times, what is your real job? And there's no question that some in the pastorate lack a quality work ethic, and that's not supposed to be. The truth is that the pastoral work, when done right, is hard work. Paul uses the verb here, labor, which means to toil and struggle, to grow weary in doing it. This word labor is taught elsewhere related to the pastorate. We see it in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching." Pastors are to work hard among their flock. There's a second idea. We see it again there in 1 Thessalonians 5:12. We see that pastors are actually in a position of authority over the flock. He says very specifically, "We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord." Paul is reminding the flock in Thessalonica that the pastor does carry with it a position of authority. We see this in other verses throughout the New Testament, of course. A prime example is Hebrews 13:17. "Obey your pastors and submit to them, for they're keeping watch over your souls as those who have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you." Now, this is key. The authority that the pastors have is not to be manifested ever in a way that would make pastors royalty. Now, that's not what Paul has in mind here. The authority is to come out in the way that pastors care for the flock. And this authority is something like that of a loving parent. There's a third element, and we actually see it again in verse 12, that Paul is reminding these believers that sometimes the pastors need to admonish the flock. We find that right at the end of verse 12, where he says, "Not only are pastors over you in the Lord, but they are to admonish you." This word admonish means to reprove or to warn against bad behavior. It does not denote a harsh ministry, but it is firm, though. It's not wishy-washy. It's always done in love. And the point that Paul is saying here, I believe, is that it is right for pastors to say to their flock, "Don't do that," or "That is not wise," or "That's not a correct belief." That's a pastor's job. So let's remember what Paul is describing here. He's describing a church family, and a church family is managed and led by pastors who take serious their charge to care for the flock of God.
You've been listening to Pastor Fred Williams from Snohomish Community Church. To find out more about the church, visit them online at wearescc.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.